looking at scripture has at least seven aspects.
如果我们仔细地去看圣经，
If we carefully look at God's word,
我们会发现圣经当中有许多处的经文实际上是在讲到主的复活、主的永活。
We will realize that there are many, many passages speaking of Christ's resurrection and his eternal life.
第一点，复活节跟我们的关系告诉我们我们的主是永活的神。
First of all, it tells us that our Lord is an eternally living God.
罗马书一章第四节。
So Romans 1, verse 4.
在这里主的话语说按圣善的灵说这指的是耶稣基督。
And here it says, the Son of God, which is referring to Jesus.
按圣善的灵说因从死里复活。
And it says, because of the resurrection of the dead.
以大能显明是神的儿子。
And to be declared the Son of God with power.
请大家首先注意这里讲到他是神的儿子不是单单说他是神子。
Now here when it says the Son of God, it's not only saying that it is God the Son.
他也是子神。
He is also
God the Son.
God the Son.
Yeah. He's not only the Son of God, but also God the Son. 今天我们有的时候一思想到神的儿子就觉得神的儿子比神要低一点。
Sometimes when we hear the Son of God, we feel that the Son of God is a little lower than God himself.
尤其是在东方的文化当中，老子跟这个儿子，这是不能平等的。
Especially in the Eastern tradition, the father and the son could not have the same standing.
所以很多时候，大家来到教会当中，一听到耶稣基督是神的儿子，就想着怎么会有什么三位一体，耶稣也是神呢？就有点搞不清这个神学问题。
So often when someone first comes to church and hears about God,the Son of God, they do not immediately understand the Trinity and it's somewhat confusing to them.
但是弟兄姊妹们圣经给我们看得非常非常的清楚。
But if we look in the scriptures, it's very, very clear.
当耶稣跟犹太人对话的时候
When Jesus is conversing with the Jews,
他讲神称为是他的父。
He calls God his father.
犹太人是什么反应考考大家。
What was the response of the Jews? A little quiz.
什么反应啊
What was their response?
啊他们是非常非常的什么愤怒对
They were really, really angry.
他们非常的愤怒因为耶稣当说自己是神的儿子的时候就是在圣经原文讲什么将自己与神当作平等对
So when Jesus said that he was the son of God, as is written in the scriptures, he was making himself equal to God.
神的儿子有神完全的神性
The son of God has the full deity of God himself.
圣经当中有太多太多的这样的经文启示给我们
The Bible has too many instances where it's speaking of this.
对每一次讲到这个问题的时候我们就还要再跟大家举很多很多这些方面的例子。
So every time we bring up this topic, we have to bring up many instances of this.
三位一体啊谁有三态啊等等这些。
We speak of different instances that model the Trinity like the three phases of water.
一定要讲清楚耶稣基督是永活的神。
And we have to make it clear that Jesus was, in fact, the eternal God.
我们今天可能有一些慕道的朋友在我们中间。
No doubt some of us here are not yet Christians.
你可能还是不太能够明白，这里明明讲耶稣是神的儿子。
And if it's still not too clear, I mean, right here it says directly that Jesus is the Son of God.
好，那我再举一次这个例子哈。
So I'll bring up another example.
我问大家，我是不是人？
I'll ask, am I a person? I'm really hurt that no one's willing to acknowledge that I'm a human being.
我是不是人
Am I a person? Yes.
谢谢大家啊
Thank you, everyone.
好，继续来啊。我儿子是不是人
Is my son also a human being?
啊，这好像有几个人答哈。也是不太确定是吧
Everyone's still a little bit uncertain, but a few people were willing to say that he was a person.
我儿子是不是人好。我是不是百分之一百的人
Am I fully human?
谢谢大家。我的儿子是不是百分之一百的人
Is my son fully human?
感谢神。你不能够说你是百分之一百的人你的儿子那比你低他就不能是百分之一百的人。
You couldn't say that, oh, I am 100% human, but my son or my child, he's a little lower, he's only partially human.
在人性上就不能跟你平等。
Not equivalently in humanity.
像有些异端讲的
Like some cults speak of.
耶稣只是一个 lesser God, 小神。
They will speak of Jesus as being a lesser God.
那个异端他自己根本就讲不通因为他自己在说我们在维护独一真神。
And even within their own theology, they can't really make it very clear because they claim to be monotheistic.
但是看到圣经当中的清楚的教导他没有办法自圆其说就 发挥出这么一个概念来。
But when they look in scripture and Jesus clearly claims to be God, they have to come up with this idea of a lesser God.
啊，那我的儿子就是一个 lesser human.
Well, that would mean that my son is a lesser human.
我是100%的人，他就是80%的人。
I'm 100% human and he's only 80% human.
那这样就麻烦了。
This would be a bit of a problem.
因为几代下去，我们家就不是人了。
Because after a few generations, we wouldn't even be people anymore.
那么有人可能会问这个问题：那我们今天我们也都是神的儿子啊？难道我们也是100%的神吗
？Well, say, hang on. Aren't we supposed to be the children of God? Are we 100% divine?
很好的问题。
Now, that's a good question.
我们都是神的儿女。
Now we are all the sons and daughters of God.
圣经里明讲我们是怎么成为神的儿女。
The scripture specifically states how we become the children of God.
被神收纳。
That we become adopted or accepted by God.
我们是被神领养的。
That we are his adopted children.
耶稣基督才是神的独生爱子。
Whereas Jesus is the only begotten son of God.
他来到世间。
When he came to earth.
成为人的样式。
He became as a man.
成为一个100%的人。
He became 100% man.
但是他仍然是完全的神。
And yet he was still entirely divine.
怎么证明
？How can we confirm this?
罗马书一章第四节讲了。
We can look here at Romans chapter one.
以死里复活的这个大能显明，他就是神的儿子。
It was by the power of the resurrection of the dead that he was declared to be the Son of God.
刚才 children sermon 的时候，给大家看，给孩子们、大人看了很多的这个历史名人、历史伟人的陵墓。
A moment earlier, we were showing the kids and everyone else all the tombs of other famous people.
啊，有的这个陵墓真的是好宏伟。秦始皇的陵墓那是一座山呐。
I mean, 秦始皇's mausoleum is like literally a mountain.
只把他的陵墓这个陪葬的一部分发掘出来，这个 terracotta， 哇，世界七大奇迹，对不对？古代文明新七大奇迹之一。
And we only excavated a portion of it, the terracotta warriors, and it became one of the new seven wonders of the world.
比起来耶稣的这个坟墓太寒酸了。
I mean, compared to this, the tomb of Jesus is really quite unimpressive.
但是弟兄姊妹朋友们你晓得吗
?The brothers and sisters and friends.
这些历史伟人帝王将相的陵墓修得越宏伟。
But no matter how incredibly amazing these tombs are,
啊越显明彰显。
However, glorious and gaudy they are.
越证明一件事情。
That only serves to further confirm
他们都是人
that they are but humans.
他们都埋在这里
that they're all buried there.
无一例外的
and there are no exceptions.
不管是把骨灰埋在这里
whether it's their cremated ashes.
是这个一个尸体埋在地下
whether it is a buried corpse.
或者是用一个漂亮的水晶棺在那里展示，那不就给大家真正看这是一个人，这是一个死了的人吗？给你看。
Or if it's a really pretty mausoleum where they have the corpse embalmed there where you can see it through the glass.
哪怕这个人真是死了这个最后尸体找不到把他的衣服啊这个什么东西帽子然后再埋一埋纪念在这个里反正就说必须得埋在这儿。
Even if we can't find the corpse itself then you'll find like their hat or their clothing and we'll bury it and saying, hey, here's their tomb.
中国人叫入土为安。
Chinese will call it, there's a peace in entering the soil.
但是耶稣基督不一样。
But there's a difference for Jesus.
他复活了。
Because he has risen from the dead.
他的坟墓是空的。
His tomb is empty.
他是永活的神。
He is the eternal God.
第二点。
The second point.
这个复活节跟我们有什么关系
？What does Easter have to do with us?
关系太大了。
Oh, there's too much.
耶稣基督胜过了罪恶与死亡的权势。
Jesus overcame the power.And the authority of sin and death.
哥林多前书十五章五十四到五十五节。
First Corinthians 15 verse 54 to 55.
这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的。
So when this corruptible has put on incorruption.
这必死的即变成不死的。
And this mortal has put on immortality.
那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
死啊你得胜的权势在哪里死啊你的毒钩在哪里死的毒钩就是罪。
Oh death, where is your sting? Oh Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin.
在这一段当中在清楚地讲到耶稣基督的复活。
And this passage speaks very clearly of the resurrection of Jesus.
我们知道哥林多前书十五章是极其宝贵的一章经文。
We know that 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a truly precious passage of scripture.
因为前书15章从第一节开始就讲到我原来领受现在传给你们的。
So the very first verse says, "What I received, what I received of first importance, I delivered also to you."
就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
That Christ, according to the scriptures, was that Christ was sacrificed according to the scriptures for our sins.
又照圣经所说为我们复活了。
And according to the scriptures, was raised from the dead.
这是教会历史上最早最早的福音信仰宣告。
This is the first declaration of the gospel in church history.
就记载在哥林多前书第十五章。
And it's recorded there in 1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书十五章就重点就讲耶稣基督的复活。
And here the point is the resurrection of Jesus.
哥林多前书写作的年代是在主后五十年，五十年多一点。
And that passage was written about 50 years after Christ.
在整个新约使徒书信当中，写作都是比较靠前的。
It's one of the earlier passages of the New Testament.
写作的时候，很多耶稣死里复活的见证人还在。
At the time, many of those who had witnessed the death and resurrection of Christ were still living.
就是因为这些见证还在，也清清楚楚写出来，显给谁看？显给谁看？一共写的说了六次，显给谁谁谁看。
And so, because there are still so many eyewitnesses, it writes it very clearly in total of six times, speaking of who had seen the risen Lord.
让大家清楚的知道。
That everyone could know and clearly understand.
基督的复活是我们信仰的核心。
That the resurrection of Christ was the central aspect of our faith.
我们传什么福音？
What kind of a gospel do we spread?
传的就是基督从死里复活的福音。
We spread the gospel of Christ's resurrection.
他为罪人死，
that he died
也为罪人活。
And that he lives for sinners.
在十字架上。
And on the cross.
基督以自己的死亡。
By his own death.
为世人付上罪的赎价。
He was able to pay the penalty for sin.
啊，死啊，你的得胜在哪里？
Oh, death, where is your victory?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Oh, Hades, where is your sting?
死的毒钩乃是罪。
The sting of death is sin.
那么，耶稣付上罪的赎价，在十字架上为我们来流宝血。
But Jesus paid the penalty of sin in his body on the cross.
他不单胜过死的毒钩，就是罪。
He did not only triumph over the sting of sin.
而且这也胜过死亡本身。
He also triumphed over death itself.
让死被得胜吞灭。
And that death might be triumphed over.
通过什么？
And by what?
通过空坟墓来彰显。
By the empty tomb, he demonstrated this.
他活了。
That he lives.
所以胜过罪恶，胜过死亡的权势。
And so he triumphed over sin, but also triumphed over the power of death.
有谁不怕死？
Who here is not afraid to die?
我知道，如果你真的是使劲去问呢，有的人就会啊，很这个，很抬杠的说，我就不怕死。
啊、And I know if you ask around enough, someone will be like, "Yeah, I don't fear death."
啊，就是笑看死亡啊。
I laugh in the face of death.
啊，这个是含笑上刑场啊。
A very like crazy saying.
啊，就脑袋掉了碗大的疤。
You know, if I get beheaded, then so be it.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
但是如果我们再多讲一句。
But if I ask them again.
告诉他死亡是永远的黑暗。
And say that death is an eternal darkness.
死亡是对罪恶的审判。
And that death is the punishment of sin.
在这世界上每一个人在死亡以后你要面对那永恒。
And say that after death, then you can, then you have to face eternity.
天堂或者地狱。
Either heaven or hell.
说到这里的时候，人心就开始打打鼓了。
When you bring it up to this, when you bring this up, then their heart begins to waver.
如果不信的话
，If you don't believe,
你去在大街上或者你的这个朋友圈里找一个人。
Oh, and so if you doubt, go ask on the street or ask amongst your friends.
然后呢，这个人他说我是坚定的无神论者啊，一定要找一个坚定的无神论者。
And find someone who's a committed atheist.
啊，就是这个。很 hardcore 很硬核的这样子。
A really hardcore atheist.
他就说人死就是如灯灭。
He said, hey, when you die, that's all.
死了以后就什么都没有了。
There's nothing after death.
啊，根本没有天堂，没有地狱，没有神这些。
There's no heaven, there's no hell, there's no God.
你就找这么一个人。
Find someone like that.
然后你就跟他说。
And then ask him.
你就讲一句话。
Just one question.
你说你死了以后要下地狱。
Just one statement and say, after you die, you're going to go to hell.
你看他什么反应。
See what his response is.
他说你咒诅我。
So you, why, how dare you curse me this way?
你骂我。
How dare you say this about me?
有谁喜欢听这样的话？
Who likes to hear this kind of a statement?
反过来，如果你跟他说，你死了以后会进天堂。
If instead you go to him and you say, hey, after you die, you're going to go to heaven.
你看他高兴不高兴？
See if he's happy or not.
我们三福班 同学，上一期的同学，现在的队长。
One of the students in our last session of Evangelism Explosion.
他说他在国内读的那个大学呢，是以前红军时代就有，延安的时候就有的。
He said that the college he went to in China, it had a very long history.
所以呢，这个延续下来，这个大学当中很多这个领导全都是多年的党员，无神论者。
And so, because it was a military and a communist party school, many of the teachers were CCP members.
那么你知道共产党员，那你应该是坚定的无神论者。Now,
communist party members ought to be committed atheists.
他们的老院长前不久这个 COVID 当中走了。But
their old school superintendent passed away from COVID recently.
非常大年龄。
And he was quite old.
在这个校友的群里面。And
in the student group.
我们这个弟兄告诉我们哈。 一串的留言,
there were a whole bunch of messages.
没有一个说, 人死如灯灭,
none of them said, oh well, when someone dies, that's it.
都是说, 老院长一路走好,
they were all, oh, may you go in peace.
老院长在那边没有痛苦,
there will be no pain there.
老院长在那边平安,
rest in peace.
全都是这样的话,
there were all these kind of statements.
你看到了吗?
Have we noticed this?
有谁真正是不怕死亡的?
Who really isn't afraid of death?
有谁真正是含笑面对地狱的?
Who really is laughing in the face of hell?
但是若我们真正来到主耶稣基督的面前,
But if we come before Christ,
信靠那一位为你我死而且为你我复活的耶稣基督,
And we trust in the one who died for us and also rose from the dead for us,
那就不一样了,
Then that is different.
希伯来书第2章14到15节说,
In Hebrews chapter 2,
儿女既同有血肉之体,
Inasmuch as then the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he likewise shared in the same.
特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
That through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil.
这是第14节，没有完，第15节说, 并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And then verse 15, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
我们人因着在这个死亡的这个捆绑之下,
Because we live under the bondage of death.
即使是这个皇帝君主,
Even if we are a king or an emperor.
就富可敌国的富豪,
and we are one who is rich and rules over a land.
没有一个不怕死的,
None of us are not afraid of death.
让他在世上这个聚敛的东西越多,
In reality, the more we have here on earth,
他越怕死,
the more we are afraid to die.
刚才我们看到秦始皇的陵墓,
A little bit ago, we saw the mausoleum of 秦始皇.
全中国第一个皇帝,
He was the first emperor of China.
就一直在那里寻求想什么, 长生不死,
and so he was always trying to find the fountain of youth.
然后他的陵墓修得那么的宏伟给大家看到就是你死了。
And then he has this amazingly huge tomb to demonstrate to everyone that he's died.
但因着主耶稣基督的复活,
But because of the resurrection of Christ,
你我, 我们可以真正的不怕死亡,
you and I can truly not be afraid of death.
我们也不再做罪恶死亡的奴仆,
we no longer need to be slaves to sin and death.
第四点,
and the fourth point,
耶稣基督复活救我们出死入生,
Jesus' death has saved us out of death and into life.
在约翰福音第5章,
here in John chapter 5,
24到26节主耶稣说,我实实在在地告诉你们,那听我话又信差我来者的,就有永生,不至于定罪,是已经出死入生了。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed out of death and into life.
25节,我实实在在告诉你们,时候将到,现在就是了,死人要听见神儿子的声音,听见的人就要活了。
Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
因为父怎样在自己有生命,就赐给他儿子,也照样在自己有生命。
For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted to the Son to have life in himself.
耶稣基督在地上传道这3年半,
The 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry on earth,
多次地讲到自己要去受死,
Many times he spoke of his own death.
但是每一次讲到自己要去受死, 也总是讲自己要复活。
But every time he spoke of his death, he also spoke of his resurrection.
耶稣所传的福音当中, 许许多的地方，这就是一个地方。
The gospel that Jesus shared, and in many instances it's recorded, this is just one of them.
救主宣告他不单是为人死的这一位救主。
Clearly states that not only is he the one who is going to die,
他也是要为人活赐给人生命的主宰。
He is also the one who is going to live and give life to men.
但是他的门徒们就是当耳旁风一样。
But his disciples just really didn't understand what he was saying.
耶稣多次的启示给他们。
There are many times he said this to them.
让门徒说 no.
And the disciples would be like, no.
然后门徒听了以后，一听到耶稣要去受，就很忧愁。
And then as soon as Jesus started to speak of his death, they'd be very sad.
就不明白他在讲什么。
They wouldn't understand what he was talking about.
耶稣要去上十字架的时候，门徒就四散了。
And when Jesus went to go to the cross, all the disciples fled.
彼得就三次不认主了。
And Peter himself three times denied him.
若是他们真的是记得、懂得、明白、听到心里去。
If they had really remembered and heard and understand and taken into their hearts.
耶稣在世的时候跟他们讲这个福音到底是什么
The gospel truth that Jesus had shared to them while they were on earth, while he was on earth.
他们就知道耶稣上十字架实在是一件在痛苦当中但是一件美善必成的事情。
They would understand that Jesus going to the cross, while it's certainly painful, was also something of beauty and joy.
这也是为什么我们说这个受难日要叫 Good Friday.
That's also why we call Good Friday, Good Friday.
每年一到 Good Friday 的时候，就常常有人会问为什么叫 Good Friday。
Whenever you get to Good Friday, people ask why is this called Good Friday?
明明是耶稣受死受难的日子。
If it's speaking of Jesus' death and his suffering.
当然有我们知道有几种不同的理解，有的说这个 Good 和 God 是被代换了一下。
Now some people have other understandings and they'll say Good was a replacement for God.
也有人说这两个词实际上不是同一个字根，大概不是这个 God Friday 的意思。
Others say that no, this isn't the same. It doesn't have the same root word.
可能这个 good 呢是去代换这个 holy 的意思。
Maybe good is supposed to be a replacement for holy.
所以这个 Good Friday 实际上就是 Holy Friday, 圣的受难日。
So the supposed Good Friday is actually Holy Friday.
不管它这个起源是怎样，有几种不同的讲法。
Now, regardless of how this term came about, there are several different understandings of it.
但是我们知道，在我们的信仰当中，耶稣基督的这个受难确实是。是好的，是一个 bittersweet.
But we know that in our own faith, that the sufferings of Christ are in fact good. They are bittersweet.
为什么说是 bittersweetness 呢
？Why would we call them bittersweet?
因为耶稣基督死在十字架上没有结束。
Because when Jesus died on the cross, that was not the end.
他被埋葬。
Because he was buried.
他第三天复活。
And on the third day, rose from the dead.
他替我们死，要引领我们进入到生命里面去。
He died for us that he might lead us into life.
这是一条必由之路。
This was a necessary path.
这一条崭新的路，又新又活的路，是被耶稣基督通过他的死亡的十字架来打通的。
Now this new and living way was broken through, was opened by the death of Christ.
这也是为什么我们常常的讲，十字架不单单只是象征死亡。
And that is why we often speak of the cross not only representing death.
十字架实际上也包括着耶稣基督的复活。
The cross also includes Christ's resurrection.
这是为什么我们常常提醒大家，您聚会完了离开我们这个大门，来到我们的 courtyard， 看到对面的那个墙上的十字架，上面写着两个字，什么 ？He lives， 他活着。
And that is why if you look on the courtyard, there's this cross. But as soon as you look at the cross, there are two words written there: He lives.
第五点。
The fifth point.
因着耶稣基督为我们领我们出死入生。
As Jesus leads us from death into life.
我们可以与他来同死同活。
We not only are buried with him, we also live with him.
罗马书六章五到八节。
Romans 6 verses 5 to 8.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united together in the likeness of his death.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
因为知道我们的罪人与他同钉十字架。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him.
使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That the body of sin might be done away with, we should no longer be slaves of sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died has been freed from sin.
我们若是与基督同死
，Now if we died with Christ,
就信必与他同活。
We believe that we shall also live with him.
耶稣基督引领我们出死入生，给我们开这条又新又活的路。
Jesus leads us from death to life. He opens up this new and living way.
在你我面前有一个真实的抉择。
There is a true choice before us.
这个真实的抉择，老摩西老早就在《申命记》当中已经讲出来了。
And Moses already spoke of this way back in Deuteronomy.
He says
that I call to heaven and earth to be witness against you.
That I
step before you the way of life and the way of death. Therefore, choose life.
拣选生命。
Choose life.
所有人都想要拣选生命。
Everyone wants to choose life.
没有人想去拣选死亡。
No one really wants to choose death.
那我们怎么拣选生命呢？
How do we choose life?
通过死亡。
By death.
这话好像不太容易理解。
This seems a little hard to understand.
但是这就是圣经启示我们的奥秘和真理。
This is the mystery and the truth that is revealed to us in Scripture.
通过死亡是通过耶稣基督的死亡。
Through death, through the death of Christ.
然后与他一同埋葬，旧人也跟他一起就钉死了。
And by being buried with him and by putting to death the old man with him,
我们的新人才能与他一同活过来。
Then we can have new life with him.
就叫与基督同死，才能与他同活。
This is what it means that we must die with Christ if we are to live with him.
与基督同死。
To die with Christ.
对我们的老我，对我们的肉体，对我们的血气说 no.
To say no to our old man, to our flesh.
这个旧的这个我死了。
This old me has died.
旧的他死了。
And the old him has died.
旧的所有的我们每一个人都死了。
The old you and I have all died.
你原来有没有骄傲？
Were you proud in the past?
原来有没有嫉妒？
Were you envious?
原来有没有苦毒？
Were you bitter?
原来有没有小心软弱？
Were you ever faithless and weak?
追求世界？
Were you pursuing the world?
眼目的情欲？
The lust of the flesh?
肉体的情欲？
The lust of the eyes?
等等等等，所有这一切的东西。
And all of these things.
在基督里面跟他一起钉上十字架了。
With Christ, nailed them to the cross.
是的，这个东西常常有时候还会冒出来。
It's true that these things will sometimes still come up.
每次一冒出来的时候。
And as soon as they appear.
我们要天天背着十字架，千万不要忘记啊。
Again, let's remember that we bear the cross every day.
立刻再把它钉上去。
Again, nail it to the cross.
跟他说，我已经死了。
And say again, hey, I've already died.
不要来搅扰我。
Don't come bother me.
现在我是跟基督同活的人。
Now I live with Christ.
因为我的主是活着的。
Because my God is a living God.
第六点。
And the sixth point.
在新生命当中，我们是有能力的。
There is power in the new life.
因为这个罪的能力很，这个很顽强啊。
Because it's true that the power of sin is very strong.
哦，常常的在那里去勾引我们。
And it's always there trying to pull us.
啊，好像我们自己不能够战胜它。
And as if we ourselves are unable to triumph over it.
哦，是知道。
And I know this.
不单是你我。
Not only you and me.
那保罗都是这么讲嘛。
Paul himself spoke of this.
对不对？立志为善由得我。
The willing to do is within me.
然后行出来就由不得我。
But to do is not.
啊，是啊，由不得我们自己，因为我们自己里面的能力太软弱。
It's true, the power to do good is not actually within us, because within ourselves our power is insufficient.
你看到的所有的这些的文化，这些信仰当中，宗教当中。
Look at all of the cultures and the religions in the world.
那些追求高尚的这个仁人哲士。
Those who are pursuing high morality.
那些很多在各种宗教当中去苦修的那些人。
Many of those who go through great aesthetic pains.
他们是无比的敬虔。
They are truly very, very dedicated.
他们在竭力地追求做一个完美的人。
They are very committed to becoming a perfect person.
在教会历史上也有一个人。
In church history, there was also one.
这个人叫做马丁·路德。
And he was called Martin Luther.
马丁·路德是一个痛恨罪的人。
Now, Martin Luther was one who hated sin.
他是一个渴慕在主里面有这个新生命的人。
And he wanted to have new life in Christ.
但是当时他所受到的这个宗教的教育就是。
But the religious teaching he had received.
你自己要必须要去苦修。
It's like, well, you gotta suffer and suffer yourself.
而马丁路德在这极其的痛苦。
And so he was very, very pained.
他自己是一个修道士。
He himself was a monk.
他是一个神学家。
He was a theologian.
但是他明明的知道他自己里面有很多的这罪性根本对付不了。
But he knew that he did not have the power to face down much of his flesh.
看到那些去苦苦的朝圣的那些的信徒。
Seeing those pilgrims who were going on pilgrimages.
他内心当中就对他们产生很深很深的同情。
And his heart would be filled with this pity for them.
他知道他自己也跟他们一样。
He knew that he himself was like them as well.
什么时候才能够真正的对付干净这些罪？什么时候才能真正的有那种新的生命
？When would he be able to fully face down and destroy this sin and have new life?
这能力到底从哪里而来
？Where would this power come from?
在圣经里面。
And in the scriptures, it's already told to us.
我们也知道马丁路德后来他看到了这样一个因信得生的这样一个宝贵的真理。
And then he saw in scriptures the truth that the righteous man shall live by faith.
啊，他就勇敢的啊因信，他就能够靠主站立。
And so bravely by faith, he was then able to stand by God's power.
所以今天这样一个因信得生的道理，是我们信仰当中三大根基的一个。
And so this justification by faith is one of the three great pillars of our faith.
我们非常非常强调，我们的信仰是一个以神为中心的信仰。
And we emphasize tremendously that our faith is centered on God.
不是以人自己为中心的。
It is not focused on man.
是他立的，不是自立的。
It was established by him, it was not established by ourselves.
你要知道这个他不是人字边的他，这个他是士字边的他。
We must realize that this him is not speaking with a lowercase h, it is with an uppercase h.
哥林多后书第四章六到七节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shown in our hearts.
叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。
That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
不是出于我们。昨天上午开会。
Yesterday we had a meeting.
听到一位同工就分享。
And I heard a coworker sharing.
啊，他说这个礼拜五晚上受难日要来德恩堂这边来参加这个受难日聚会。
And he said that on Good Friday, he was attending the Good Friday service.
啊，是我们凯瑞堂那边一位同工。
And it was a coworker from Cary.
那从家里开过来呢比较远。
As he's driving over from Cary, it's a bit of a drive.
半个小时。
It's about a half hour.
那他就跟这个家人说半个小时以前啊，七点半聚会啊，我们七点钟一定要离开家。
And so he said to his family, "Hey, the service starts at 7:30, so we must leave by 7."
那家里呢，这个孩子这个磨蹭那个磨蹭。
So the kids are doing this and that.
哎，结果上车出发的时候已经晚了五分钟。
And so by the time they're leaving, it's already 7:05.
嗯，他说呢，如果是以前呢，他就要发火了。
Now in the past, he would have been quite upset by this.
啊，这个哎，家人就这个在车上就开始跟太太孩子就开始嚷。
And he would have started to lecture the kids in the car.
但是他说那天呢，他上车，然后这个车门一关，车子一打着呢。
But he said that day as the doors closed and he started to fire up the car.
圣灵在他里面给他一个能力，一个提醒。
The Holy Spirit reminded him and gave him a power.
让他胜过自己里面这种怒气。
That he was able to triumph over his own anger.
然后他就很平静的跟太太说了一句话。
And he was able to very peaceably say to his wife,
说下次咱们出门之前能够这个早准备五分钟。
And say to her, hey, well, next time we have to leave, why don't we leave 5 minutes early?
那就没有再讲别的话。
And I didn't say anything more than that.
他太太就非常的惊讶。
And his wife was really amazed.
说好像太阳从西边出来了。
Oh my goodness, the sun is rising from the west.
怎么这个变了一个人一样。
It's like it's a different person.
就 每次都是要吼几嗓子。
Now usually be chewing them out.
大家你也不用去猜是谁啊。
No guessing who this is.
他就做这个见证。
And so he was able to have this kind of a testimony.
他感谢神，这个清楚的知道，明显的知道，这个是神在我们里面所做的工作。
And he was able to clearly understand that this was the work of God in his heart.
我想我每一个信靠耶稣基督的人。
I hope that all of us who trust in Jesus.
我们都能有这样的经历。
That we all might be able to have such an experience.
我们每个人都是一个活生生的神迹。
We are all a living miracle.
这个神迹一定是还在被神继续塑造的一个过程当中，还没有完，这是肯定的。
Now this is certainly a miracle that is still underway.
但是你从这个模模糊糊在雕琢当中已经出来了一个大概的模样，你看到，哎，有点像耶稣啊。
But from this fuzzy, blurry, not yet finished carving, we can already see that it's starting to take on the likeness of Jesus.
哎，这我们本来就是一个瓦器啊，一个很破旧的这一个残缺的这么一个瓦器啊。
So we were but an earthen vessel, we were an incomplete and broken one at that.
但是有这个宝贝复活永活的基督在这个瓦器的里面不一样了。
But because we have this treasure inside of it, this treasure of Christ himself,
就开始能够彰显耶稣基督的光芒。
So we're able to start displaying the glory of Christ.
这是新生命的能力，这是主耶稣死里复活大能的能力。
So this is the power of the new life. This is the power of the resurrected Christ.
古往今来多少人苦得不得了。
From in the past and now, so many people live such hard, bitter lives.
知道有罪就是胜不过罪。
They know they have sinned, they are not able to triumph over sin.
在基督的里面我们能够胜过。
But in Christ, we can triumph over sin.
最后一点，在新生命当中不单是有能力，而且是永远有盼望。
In Christ, not only, there is always hope in new life.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，因他活着，我们能够面对明天。
A little bit ago, we sang the song, Because He Lives.
生命充满了希望。
That life is full of hope.
只因他活着。
Because He lives.
这哥林多后书，我们刚才看到第七节，现在你继续看第八节。
In 2 Corinthians, we just looked at chapter 7, now we're looking on at chapter 8.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
We are hard pressed on every side yet not crushed.
心里作难却不致失望。
We are perplexed but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might also be manifested in our body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。好呀。下次我还是把这都读完了，然后你就翻译说，那么呢，这一段给我们继续看到前面讲到我们是有莫大的能力。
And here this passage allows us to see that this tremendous power.
这段继续讲，我们有盼望。
Saying that it also gives us hope.
你说这跟复活关系在哪里
？And it says, what does this have to do with resurrection?
耶稣的生。
It is Jesus' life.
如果你再继续往下看，如果你带着你圣经拿着手机你再往下看，我们就不给大家都摆出来，你看那个后面十二到十四节。
Now, if you have your Bible and you read on to verses 12 to 14,
你就清楚看到了，后面就在讲耶稣的复活。
You'll see that it really is speaking of Jesus' resurrection.
因着耶稣复活我们有能力。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, we have power.
因着耶稣复活我们有盼望。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, we have hope.
一开始我们给大家看这些的坟墓。
A little bit ago, I was showing people these tombs.
世界上所有功成名就的人。
All of these great people of the past.
或者是一介草民芸芸众生。
Either they just died and were buried.
都一样。都一样。
They're all the same.
没盼望。
They all had no hope.
大家说是不是这样子
？Is this true?
都没有盼望。
They really did have no hope.
他的盼望就是到他死的那个日子就为止了。
Their hope always was only to the moment of their death.
然后我们就去面对永恒的黑暗。
And then they had to face eternal darkness.
若不是耶稣复活了。
If it wasn't for the resurrection of Jesus.
我们有什么盼望
?What hope would we have?
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望就算比众人更可怜。
If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, then we are of all men most to be pitied.
因此我们不得不再次互相提醒。
Brothers and sisters, we must once again remind ourselves.
一个信主的人不要像在世俗世界里的人一样。
Let us not live as the world lives.
把我们的盼望只是放在钱上面。
And have our hope fixed on money alone.
只是放在世界的成就、名利、地位上面。
Put on success and a name and these earthly things.
这些东西就是短短几十年。
These are very short, at most a few decades.
没有一样能给你带来真正的盼望，永远的盼望。
None of them can give you true hope. None of them can give you eternal hope.
我们在这世上应该认真的活每一天。
We ought to live, we ought to seriously live every day.
好好的工作。
And work hard.
做出我们基督徒在这个世界当中应该做的一个表率来。
That we might live out how we ought to live as Christians.
绝不说信了耶稣我就在世上混日子。
It's not that as soon as we become a Christian, then we just don't take life seriously anymore.
我就等着进天堂。
We just wait until we can get to heaven.
不是，我们基督徒在这世上是守法的公民，模范的公民。
As we live here on earth, we are law-abiding and model citizens.
我们在公司里面，在学校、厂矿、企业当中，我们是好的雇员。
Whether in the office or in the school place or at work, we are good citizens.
你自己如果有 business, 你就是一个好的雇主。
If you have a business, then you are a good owner of your business.
这是我们去彰显基督的荣耀。
This is how we display the glory of God.
彰显基督的爱与能力。
How we display the love and the power of Christ.
但是我们再一次互勉，我们知道一件事情。
We must remind ourselves of one thing.
我做得好是靠着基督。
If I do well, well, that's by the power of Christ.
我做得再好都是在这世界上面。
But no matter how well I do my work, it's still just here on earth.
最重要的是我在基督里面好不好。
The really important issue is whether or not I am doing well in Christ.
千万不要一心的追求这个世界，把核心我们的主忘掉。
There's a tremendous danger of pursuing the world and forgetting about our Lord.
有的时候我们遇到困境。
Sometimes we run into difficulties.
身体上有软弱。
We have weaknesses in our body.
心灵当中有痛苦。
We have pains in our heart.
工作上面不顺利。
What we do is not successful.
家庭当中夫妻关系出问题。
There are problems in relationships between husbands and wives.
孩子不听话。
Our children don't listen to us.
有时候我们财务上面出了困境。
Sometimes we have difficulties in terms of our physical possessions.
有时候好，我们每一次祷告，神总不垂听。
Sometimes, like when we pray, God won't listen to us.
我是为什么好像像当代的约伯一样？
Sometimes we feel like we're Job.
不要失去你的盼望。
Let us not give up our hope.
要知道我们的盼望不在今生。
Because our hope is not in this life.
最近我有陪伴几位遇到很多困难痛苦的弟兄姊妹。
Recently I've been helping and counseling some people who have run into some real trouble and difficulty.
有在身体上出状况的。
Some were in the body.
有在婚姻上出状况，我和师母在辅导的。
Some of them it was marriage issues and we were counseling them.
遇到很大的变故。
Sometimes they were encountering great changes.
我不能够讲一些细节。
I can't go into the details, of course.
然后就有的时候弟兄姊妹会问一个问题。
And sometimes brothers and sisters will ask.
我真的不知道为什么。
They'll ask, I don't understand why.
其实我对这个问题听了很多，也思考了很久。
Now I've heard this many times and I've thought about it for many years.
在多年以前，我在纽约商州服侍的时候。
Many years ago when I was serving in upstate New York.
我们当地有一个非常好的音乐学院。
There was a really good music school there.
从国内来的一位非常出色的学生。
And there was this really impressive student who had come from China.
来美国三天，从十一层学生宿舍十一层跳下来自杀。
He'd only come to the States for 3 days and he jumped down from the 11th story to commit suicide.
一大早学校打电话，副院长打电话给我说，你们帮帮我们。
And so, really early, the school dean called me, or vice dean called me saying, hey, can you help?
我们全教会弟兄姊妹都参与到其中去帮忙去支持。
And so the entire church came together to help and to support.
孩子的父母从国内来，唯一的一个儿子，独生的儿子。
And so the parents came over from China to see their only son.
那也是十来年以前的事情。
This was already more than 10 years ago.
他爸妈跟我说。
And so the father and mother said to me.
说他的儿子钢琴弹得非常好，到最后那个时候请的这个最好的钢琴老师一个小时要上千块钱。
At the time, he was a truly amazing piano player. I mean, his teacher was literally one of the best piano teachers in the world. It was a few $1,000 an hour.
所有的希望，爸妈所有的希望都在这个孩子身上。
And all of the hope of the parents was on their son.
这孩子数学也好，物理也好。
Math was good. His physics was good.
他爸爸亲口跟我们讲说，孩子钢琴弹得好，他觉得弹琴弹得好就像是一个像匠人，就是只是他们还看不起这个。
And he felt like, oh, if it was only good at piano, then you wouldn't even be that impressed.
还要到美国来学数学、学物理，还要写诗歌，很有才的一个孩子。
He felt he also still needed to come to the States to study math and physics and to learn how to compose.
他在学校当中，我们给这个孩子办追思礼拜。
And as we were conducting the funeral for him,
当时面对着一大屋子的人。
And there we were facing this huge room full of people.
就平时我们常常去那里去听世界最高水平的演奏，因为他那都是很多的音乐家在那里啊，就是那很漂亮的一个 music hall 里面，就在那里办这个追思礼拜。
And usually in that music hall, you'd be listening to these amazing musical prodigies.
那时候学校也不讲什么政治不正确了，就拉这个学生来，那孩子都那个国内来的女生在那发抖。
And at that time, I guess we weren't as politically correct. They brought this student over, and the student was literally shaking.
学校教授说，我们有没有办法，你跟牧师谈一谈。
And he said, well, what are we going to do? Go speak to the pastor.
我就面对了这一屋子人。
And so I was just facing that crowd of people.
我说很多时候我们问一个为什么。
often will ask this question of why.
老实讲，我也没有答案。
And honestly, I don't have an answer either.
但是我们更应该问一个问题。
What we ought to ask is a separate question.
How?
Is good or not?
是如何？
What, how?
我们怎么去面对？
How are we supposed to face this?
你里面有软弱，有痛苦。
If we have weakness and we have pain in our hearts.
有挣扎。
And we have confusion and uncertainty.
没有答案。
And we don't have answers.
但是我告诉你一件事情。
But I tell you one thing.
你来靠耶稣基督。
If you come and trust in Jesus,
他给你一条路。
He will give you a way.
他给你够用的恩典。
He will give you sufficient grace.
他给你能力，给你盼望。
He will give you power and he will give you hope.
你能够胜过。
And you will be able to triumph over this.
我们的信仰很多时候不是在回答一个 why。
Oftentimes our faith is not responding to the question of why.
而是告诉你如何，给你指明一条路。
But instead it is telling you how.
耶稣基督的死里复活
Jesus' death and resurrection
就是那条又新又活的路
That is the new and living way
我们纪念主的复活不是一年一次
We do not just commemorate the Lord's resurrection once a year
甚至都不是一年五十二次
Not even 52 times a year
礼拜天主复活的日子
On Sunday, the day the Lord rose from the dead.
我们每一天每一时刻都可以纪念想起主的复活。
Every day, every minute, we need to remember and commemorate the death of the Lord.
如果你在痛苦绝望当中
If you are in suffering and in despair,
来思想主的十字架
Consider the cross of Christ.
还有他的空坟
And remember also his empty tomb.
我们低头祷告
Let us bow together in prayer.
主啊，在这世上有苦难。
Lord, in this world there will be trials.
在您的里面有真正的平安。
But in you, Lord, there is true peace.
感谢主，你是那道路、真理、生命。
Thank you, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
让绝望的人找到希望。
Lord, may those who are despairing find hope.
让软弱的人能够经历你生命的大能。
Allowing those who are weak to experience strength.
让我们这些愚拙的人得到属天的智慧。
May us who are foolish achieve heavenly wisdom.
让我们在信心的眼光当中能够看到你是永活的主。
May us with the eyes of faith be able to see that you are the eternal God.
你是掌权的神。
You are the ruler over all.
今天是一年当中最重要的一天。
Lord, today is the most important day of the year.
求主再一次赐给我们属天的能力和盼望。
Lord, may you once again give us heavenly wisdom and heavenly hope.
祝福你自己的儿女。
Lord, may you bless the brothers and sisters here.
也施恩给每一位来到你面前寻求你的人。
And give grace to everyone who comes before you.
我现在也奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
向我们中间的慕道朋友发出一个邀请。
I want to ask those around us, those here who are not believers.
当我们低头安静在神面前。
As we bow our heads and are quiet before the Lord.
你今天听到福音。
Here today you have heard the gospel.
耶稣基督为罪人死，为罪人活。
Jesus died for sinners and lives for sinners.
我没有一个人能够真正解决自己罪的问题。
None of us are able to really solve our own sin problems.
耶稣基督是我们的盼望。
But Jesus is our hope.
你若愿意接受主的大爱。
If you're willing to accept the great love of God.
认罪悔改归向他。
To confess and repent of your sins and come before him.
请和我一起做以下的这个祷告。
I pray that you would pray with me the following prayer.
是一个罪人的祷告。
It is a prayer of a sinner.
是一个接受主的祷告。
Is one who is accepting the Lord.
我说一句，请您重复一句。
I'll say one sentence, and then you can repeat after me.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Beloved Lord Jesus.
我感谢您。
I thank you.
感谢您爱我。
I thank you for your love for me.
你是神成为人。
You are the God who became man.
为赎我的罪钉死在十字架上。
To pay for my sin, you were nailed to the cross.
第三天死里复活。
On the third day, rose from the dead.
我愿认罪悔改。
I'm willing to confess and repent of my sin.
打开心门。
And open up my heart.
邀请您住到我的生命里来。
And welcome you to come live in my life, in my heart.
做我的救主和人生的主宰。
To be my savior and the lord of my life.
我愿一生一世跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you for the rest of my life.
成为您所喜悦的人。
And become one whom you are well pleased in.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
阿门，
阿门，
阿门。我们继续低头片刻，刚才哪一位？
Please, Keep your head bowed.
慕道的朋友，您第一次做了这样一个祷告，请您把右手举起来，请让我看到。
If any here may said this prayer for the first time, please raise your right hand that I might be able to see.
我们要为您祷告，为您祝福。
We would like to pray for you and bless you.
有没有这样的朋友？
Were there any here today?
刚才你说我做了这个祷告，我愿意接受这一份永生的礼物。
Were there any here who, as we prayed, were willing to accept this gift of salvation?
接受这一位爱我、为我死里复活的主耶稣基督。
And were willing to accept this one who loves me and who died for me, this our Lord Jesus Christ.
请您把您右手举起来。
Please raise your right hand.
举高一点，让我看到。
Please raise a little higher that I might be able to see.
要为您祷告，为您祝福。有没有这样的朋友
？I would like to pray for you and bless you. Are there any like this here today?
愿意得到主永远的生命。
You have to receive eternal life from God.
做神的儿女。
To be the son of God.
就把手举一下，举起来就放下就可以。
Just raise your hand, and then you can put it down again.
有没有这样的朋友
？Are there any like this?
恭喜祷告，主啊，感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢主，在这复活主日的清晨，我们同心敬拜。
Lord, I thank you that we're able to worship together this Resurrection Sunday.
来到你面前，不管是已经信主的，或许还有没信主的。
That we're able to come before you, both those who already know you and those who perhaps do not yet.
主，您知道我们每一个人的内心。
Lord, we, you know our hearts.
主，当我们心向您敞开的时候。
As our hearts are open before you.
主，您就悦纳我们。
Lord, you are pleased with us.
你就住到我们的生命里面。
You're willing to come within us.
来引导我们一生的道路。
And you're willing to lead us, for the rest of our life.
主要我为在座每一位的弟兄姊妹祷告
Lord, I want to pray for every brother and sister here.
也为我们慕道的朋友祷告
And I want to pray for every friend here who's not yet saved.
祈求的就得着
Those who seek will find.
叩门的你会给他开门
Those who knock the door will be opened.
寻找的就寻见
Those who ask will be answered.
感谢赞美永活的主
Lord, I thank and I praise you, eternal God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.
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 今天是我们的复活节主日。那空坟墓再一次展现在我们面前。
The empty tomb is before us once again.
再一次提醒我们。
And it reminds us again.
我们的救赎主活着。
That our Redeemer lives.
好，下面是收奉献的时间。
Now is our offering time.
我们来唱这首歌。
We'll sing this song together.
我们的救赎主活着。
My Redeemer lives.
弟兄姊妹，请起立。
Please rise.
我们一起可以拍手唱这首歌。
找我的救赎者活着，他是永活的主。当我在深谷迷失时，他领我走正义路。我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永活的主。当我在旷野孤独时，他伴我做我的神。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我心不再忧虑。我要在每一个日夜中领受他的丰盛之爱。我的救赎者永远活着，我灵不再沉睡。当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。他是永活的主，当我在深谷迷失时，他领我走正义路。 直到我的救赎者永远活着，我心不再忧虑，我要在每一个日夜中领受他的丰盛之爱。我的救赎者永远活着，我灵不再沉睡。当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。
好，下面我们也奉献祷告。
亲爱的各位弟兄姐妹， CCMC 的各位弟兄姐妹，让我们在这盛大而重要的一天，让我们低头闭目为我们的奉献而祷告。
Brothers and sisters, on this great and important day, let us close our eyes and pray for the offering.
亲爱的主耶稣，承蒙你的恩典。
Beloved Lord Jesus, we are filled with your grace.
求你悦纳我们的奉献。
Please receive our offering.
求你在让我们在这盛大的一天，让我们在这教会当中能够更多的牧养你的恩典。
On this great day, let us more and more be filled with and receive your grace.
我们知道世界上没有一个力量能够阻挡你的重生，没有任何一个力量能够阻挡你让天国的使命降在我们的身上。
You know that there is no power that is greater than your new birth or can overcome the mission you have given us.
求你在这盛大的一天，让我们在今后的时间当中更多的享受到你的恩典，更多的领受你的救恩，更多的让这教会和我们所有的会众更加坚定的追随着你。
On this great day, let us more and more receive your grace and your salvation, and let us more and more and more firmly follow you as a church.
我们知道我们过去的一年我们当中我们教会承受了你的恩典，但同时也接受了一些挑战。
We know, Lord, that in the past year we have received much grace from you, but also undergone some trials.
但是我们坚信你一直住在我们里面，你一直在住在我们的教会当中，一直跟随着我们信众的每一个人。
Lord, we believe firmly that you live amongst us and are in all of our hearts.
求你像圣经约翰福音第十七章一样，赐给我们教会更多的喜乐，赐给我们教会更多的圣洁，赐给我们每一个人更多的去领受你的真理，更多的去领受你给我们的使命，同时也让我们更多的合一在一起，同时更加重要的是让我们每个人都拥有更多的爱。
Lord, according to your words in John 17, let us receive more of your grace and your holiness, and let us be one as a church, and let us be full of your love.
最后让我们为我们手上的为我们手上的奉献，为我们之前的在我们教会的，现在在我们教会的，还有未来在我们教会的所有的人，为我们所有的会众都来进行最后的祷告，同时也让我们的这些奉献，不管是金钱上的、身体上的，还是心灵上的奉献，都能得到你的悦纳。
Lastly, for today's offering and for all who have been here and are here today or will be here, we ask for that you accept this offering.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠，愿天父的慈爱，愿圣灵的感动和交通，常与众圣徒同在。 May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the love of Heavenly Father, and may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always, from now on till forever. Amen. Amen.再次欢迎大家在复活节来到我们教会，我们一同庆祝主的复活。
Once again, we welcome all of you to come here, and we're glad that you're here today to celebrate Easter with us.
如果你是第一次来到我们教会，请你站起来，我们大家一起鼓掌欢迎您。
If this is your first time at CCMC, please stand so that we can welcome you.
请大家一起站起来，第一次来到我们教会的，我们会鼓掌欢迎您，欢迎欢迎。
Welcome, welcome.
欢迎你们啊！我们之后会专门安排有这个迎新的一个座谈，在我们牧师办公室，请带新朋友来的弟兄姐妹们把我们的新朋友引到牧师办公室。
After the service, we'll have a special welcome session in the pastor's office. So if you brought new friends with you, please bring them there after the service.
好，然后请大家留步参加我们教会特殊的啊复活节特殊活动，我们有简单。
And so then afterwards, you can stay also for the Easter egg hunt.
好，接下来有主日学的安排，有福音班、新约班和旧约班。
And here on the slide, we have our Sunday plan for Sunday school. We'll have our gospel group and our Old Testament, New Testament classes.
然后是我们主日的爱宴。
At 12:30, we'll have our love feast.
大家留下来有更多的交通与分享。
We encourage you to stay and have more fellowship with brothers and sisters.
大家可以默祷以后。散会参加主日学。
Then after silent prayers, we will dismiss for Sunday school.